All right, and good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad that you guys are tuning in with us. Super excited just to continue this series, Understanding You. Remember, this podcast is dedicated to personal growth, and if we're going to grow into the potential that God has for us, we need to understand ourselves. So if you're going to grow into your potential, you need to understand you. And so last week we talked about a simple topic, but it's foundational. And I think it's important for us as believers to grasp and get a hold of, which is spirit, soul, and body. That we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And that as our spirit man, you know, when we're born into this world, our spirit man is dead. And that's why we have the term being born again. But remember, when we're born again, it only affects our spirit man. So that's why if you are, Hispanic and young, when you're born again, you don't turn white, you don't turn black, you're still Hispanic. You don't get old, you're still young, because it only affects your spirit when you're born again. But that's what it comes down to, the point of renewing our minds, right? Renewing our minds to who we are in our spirit. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is who you are in Christ. When we're born again, understanding you is understanding that you are, man, you are perfect in God's eyes. He says he no longer looks at us according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Which I know I just jumbled off some Christianese right there. But basically what it's saying, he's looking at your spirit man. And as we know, we're built out into three, so he's looking at us based on our spirit. And so if we're going to walk out and fully maximize our potential, then we need to understand who we really are, who our identity lies in. Because I want to give you an example. I did this with a youth group, long ago, and I had a $20 bill, and I said, who would like $20? Of course, you ask a bunch of middle schoolers who would want 20 bucks. Everyone goes, wow, 20 bucks is a lot for a middle schooler, right? And everyone's going, wow, give me the 20 bucks, Sway. I want $20, Josh. Like, come on. And I remember I hocked this nasty loogie into this 20 bucks. Just like that. And I asked, who would like this 20 bucks? Surprisingly, no one put their hands down. I mean, everyone was like, ew, at first, but no one put their hands down. And then I rubbed the $20 on my feet, on my shoes. And again, I said, who would like the 20 bucks? Everyone's like, me. You know, no one put their hands down. Everyone still wanted the 20 bucks. And I asked why. And everyone's shouting and screaming. Like, man, you do this in front of junior hires, dude. People lose their minds, okay? They love this kind of stuff. But I remember one junior hire specifically, he caught my attention. He said, because it hasn't lost its worth. And I said, bingo, that's exactly right. I called him up and had him speak to the mic and tell everyone what he just said. He said, because it hasn't lost its worth. That's why he still wants the $20. So I gave him a clean $20 bill and said, that's exactly right. And that's the point we're going to talk about. Well, that's what I want to talk about with you guys, because a lot of times we put our worth or identity in what has happened to us, and that can be good or bad. So let me give you an example of that. So like, let's say, you've just accepted Christ into your heart, and man, maybe you've come from a lifestyle of sin that has been wrong, that has been wild. But the unique thing is, sometimes when we come into our life and we're making a turnaround, or we're making a time to start over, we sometimes identify with our past. We identify with the muck, we identify with the mess, but what is unique is, just like a $20 bill has not lost its value when it's spat on, stepped on. I mean, man, if you see 20 bucks on the floor laying next to some dog doogie, I bet you're going to pick up those 20 bucks. You're probably going to clean it off, but you're going to keep it. Because why? Because it hasn't lost its worth. Well, same thing when you are born again and you come into the family of Christ, God is no longer looking at you for your flesh or your soul. He's looking at your spirit man. So as your spirit man is sealed, the Word of God says that is sealed, you know, by the Holy Spirit, and sealed meaning that there's nothing that can come against that. There's nothing that can taint that. right? Now, you live a fleshy life, you're going to live hell on earth. But man, when you come to realize who you are and realize that your worth does not change, you no longer stay in those messes. You no longer stay in those dirty situations. If you're someone who desires to live in that life and living the way that, hey, how can I get away with it? You know, then maybe even ask yourself, am I even born again? Have I truly accepted Christ? Because, you know, the difference between pigs and sheep, pigs, they love the mud. Man, it doesn't matter. You clean them up. If they see mud, man, they're going to go for it. Whereas sheep, sheep are dumb. That's so funny. That's also inspiring because that's what Jesus refers to us always as sheep. But like sheep may fall into the mud, but they don't want to stay there, right? So I'm getting to this point of our identity is in Christ. Our worth is in Christ. It's not in the messes that we've made or the things that we've done wrong. And the moment we begin to realize that, we realize our worth is not based on those things. You know, one way, when we talk about renewing our minds, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but episode 4, or part 4 of this series, Understanding You, it's going to be a lot of fun. My wife, Elle, is going to be joining us, and we're going to be tag team teaching this. It's going to be super cool. All right, anyways. But to this point is when we're renewing our minds, a lot of times we try to renew it away from something. Like, let's say your flesh gets into, you know, addictions or whatever. If our mindset is, how do I get away from that? It's, I can't look at that, or I can't do that. And it's not focused on actually pursuing who you are in Christ. What's going to end up happening, wherever your attention or focus is, that's where you're going to stay at. So example, if you're focused on sin, I mean, that's where you're going to live at. You're going to live in sin. But if you're focused on who you are in Christ and who your identity is, and as you're renewing your mind into those things, those other things begin to drift away. Right? Those sinful things begin to move away. And so I know even for myself of, you know, when I first came out here to Karis, renewing my mind, and every time I focused on the things that I've done wrong, and I got to stop that, man, I got to stop doing this, I can't say that, A, B, and C, I realized I got more into that. But the moment I began to realize who I am in Christ and began to renew my mind of, this is how I talk, man, men of God operate this way. Men of God act like this. The more I began to operate in that, because I was looking at who I was, right? I want to read some scripture with you in James chapter 1, verse 22. And it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goes his way, and straightway forgetteth the manner of man he was." Verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." So it's interesting, in verse 22, in verse 23, he talks about he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. In other words, that's old King James, but really what it's saying, it's he's beholding himself in a mirror. So when we hear the word, or we see the word, we read the word, what we're actually looking at is not just, you know, have you ever heard the acronym Bibles, the, you know, basics instructions before leaving earth. And I believe that's a good acronym. But also another way we can look at the Bible is it's a mirror. It's a mirror that shows us who we are. So if you really want to understand you, then you need to understand the word and make that something that's a part of your life, because that's going to point to your identity. That's what he's talking about here. It's like, who looks, I mean, when you guys get ready in the morning, you know, Elle and I were, you know, we're kind of bummish looking right now. Honestly, I'm glad we're podcasting, because this is a video, it'd be terrible. But man, because it's 5 a.m. right now too. But man, when you look into the, you know, when we're getting ready for work or whatever, wherever we're going to start our day, we're looking in the mirror and we're making sure that we get dressed, right? We're making sure that we have everything, our hair combed, our teeth is brushed. You know, I got to make sure my nose hairs are plucked because they're nasty, right? I did that as sniffing too. That's funny. But we're looking, we're observing. So just like in this, if we're going to operate and walk in our full potential, we need to understand you, then you need to understand who you are in the spirit. And the way you understand who you are in the spirit is about looking in the word. That's looking in your mirror. So I don't know if you guys have ever gone days without looking in the mirror before you got ready. If you have, I'm pretty sure there's some messes or some misses or some different things that, that is looking kind of sluggish. But when you look in the mirror constantly, you know that you're ready. You know that you're preservable, that you're, viewable and such. And so same thing spiritually walking out. As we look into the mirror, we're looking into who we are. And then therefore we can walk in that. And so really just, I just want to encourage you guys that just like a $20 bill doesn't lose its worth when the mess comes onto it. Same thing for us. When we've fallen, one of my favorite verses in Proverbs, it says a righteous man may fall 7 times, but he gets back up. So if you made a mistake, it's okay. Even when you're born again, you made a mistake. All we have to do is just get back up and continue moving forward. Last thing I kind of want to end with, another way that people identify themselves, it's not just in failure, but also in what they do. And that can be in a positive light. So it's like you ask someone, who are you? A lot of times people will refer to their status of either what they're paid in, what job they hold, what area they play in the community. That's a lot of times what they talk about. It's so funny. I remember an eighth grade teacher would always tell us, grown-up talk is simple. It's what do you do for a living? How much do you make? Where do you live? What are your hobbies, right? And so a lot of times that's how we identify ourselves, right? We identify ourselves by our job. Like I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a teacher, I'm a so on so forth, right? That's where we place a lot of our identity too. But again, when we get to the point of realizing that our identity is in Christ and not in what we do, and I'll be honest, this even for me in this season, this has been something that I had to remind myself of. I love working for the body of Christ. I love ministry. And the moment I stepped back from pastor ministries, I know for the first, couple months, it was, hey, man, this is great. This is the right decision I was supposed to make. And it is. But I remember like by month three, there had been some kind of creeps of, I was starting to miss some things. But I'd have to remind myself just on the confirmations that I've got and the word that I got that my identity is not found in what I do. My identity is found in Christ. And it's easy to say that, oh man, it's my identity isn't wrapped up in what I do. But until the moment you stop doing it, what you love and enjoy, then it's a wake up call, right? And so this has been a beautiful season even for myself to find that, man, God is pleased with me just as I am and just by following the little steps that he's given me. So what I want to encourage you guys is that as you guys are walking out in the things that the Lord is doing you, as you follow his steps, man, he is proud of you. He's pleased with you. He is so pleased with you. So even if, the things that you enjoy, can you truly say if the Lord asked you to stop doing them, would you be solid? Would you be solidified? If the answer is yes, praise God. Praise God. But if the answer is no, man, I think I would struggle. There'd be a hard time. Then it comes back to finding yourself, finding who you are in Christ. Because ultimately, at the beginning of it all, before your big title or before whatever, you are a son and you are a daughter. I'm going to say that again. Before anything else, before your title, before whatever you do at work or whatever you do that, that brings you joy, that those are good things. There's nothing wrong with them. But ultimately, you start off as a son and a daughter. And you never leave from that place. The moment that you operate in that, man, I'm telling you, there's nothing that can strip away your worth and there's nothing that can add to that because you know who you are in Christ. So my 3-minute challenge for you today is this. In this podcast, we always want to give a challenge with you guys because the first step of growing is one, knowledge, but the second is application. And so these next 3 minutes, I want you to kind of look at just kind of give an audit, right, to your time. Are you putting time for looking in the word and looking in the mirror at yourself? And it's okay if not. I always give this encouragement. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. You know what I mean by quantity? It's not about reading 10 chapters in a day. It's about reading until you felt like the Lord has told you to stop, or felt like, man, these are some things I can meditate and go away with. But audit your time. Have you been making time for the Word? Just like we make time to, when we get up, whether it's fast or not, and we look in the mirror to make sure that we're ready to go out and do our day. Are we looking spiritually into the mirror so we can go out on our day? Because again, if we're going to master, or we're going to grow into our potential, we need to understand you. And the way we understand ourselves is by looking into the mirror of the Word. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.